Give the gift of movement with TumbleTrack's holiday sale. Save an additional 5% on orders over $499. Some exceptions apply. Visit TumbleTrack at TUMBLTRAK, TumbleTrack.com. Train smart.
The show is PG-13, so you might hear a naughty word or two.
We're here live at the World Championships in Liverpool, and it's very exciting because Rebecca Andrade is finally a world all-around champion. It happened, you guys. Shailese Jones proved all her doubters wrong and hit 4 for 4 in the world all-around final with her perfect Arabian Abib. And Jessica Gadarova won Great Britain's first women's all-around medal ever. Welcome to the number one gymnastics podcast in the galaxy. I'm Jessica, and here with Spencer from the Balance Beam Situation and Dr. Kensley Beal. And Gym Nerd members, remember to start listening for your members only feed now. Let's begin with the greatest moment in my life, which is Andrade winning the all-around title, which we thought she was going to do last year at Worlds, but she's decided not to do the all-around. Spencer, break it down.
Yeah, I mean, this was not unexpected based on qualification and also just the everything that we've seen this year. She definitely came into this competition as the favorite, but still had to deal with being the favorite and execute on the day, which she mostly did. No question she was the best in the competition, and she was able to win by a large margin, even with what was basically a fall on bars. What amounted to, she went over on a handstand and then had some late pirouettes. It was a struggle of a bars routine, which is like 13.8, which is still a great score for most humans. But for her, that's like the equivalent of a fall. But she started out with her Chung, beautiful, excellent, huge score on vault. Then when she went to bars, we talked about beam. That was the big victory, I think, of the day, was her beam routine, because she mounted and then her first element was a switch split. And she was kind of tentative, beautiful position, but then she paused and she sort of hesitated afterward. And I was like, there's no way she's hitting this beam routine if like the switch split is causing a problem. And then her other check in that routine was on a full turn. And then everything hard was great.
Was fine, yeah. I mean, I think she was like, we must defeat the beam witch. I'm not going to let you win. Orishas, come to me and help me. And they did. And she won. And it was fantastic. So we got to talk to her in the mix zone. And remember last year we asked her, like, so things can happen. Now you're world champion. Like, what do you want to happen? And she ended up on the cover of Vogue. But she did say, like, if she wanted to meet Beyonce, that would be amazing. And it still hasn't happened, you guys. So we, as the Gymtronet, need to make this happen. And Gym Nerds conglomerate. What is it? Come together? Unite? And tweet at Beyonce about this amazing world champion that wants to meet her. She didn't have any crazy requests this year, which she's like, we'll just see what happens. So, I mean, she did get on Vogue.
She has it all now. She's the world all-around champion. She doesn't make requests. Requests make her. That's the position she's in. And so she, Andrade went to floor in the final rotation, which was basically just a coronation at that point, because she only needed a 12-9, a 12-9-0-1 to win, which is like, she couldn't do that with a fall, but like maybe almost, you probably could have fallen and it would have been fine. She didn't fall and ended up winning by a large margin in an uncontroversial, at least an uncontroversial gold medal position, I would say. I don't think anyone's arguing for anyone else as the rightful gold medalist.
No, she totally deserved it. There's absolutely no question. The least controversial ever.
Well, I mean, Simone.
Well, there were that's true.
Simone, I mean, not being a controversial winner.
But, you know, you have to think about, too, like all the injuries she's been through and her coming back from not, you know, she didn't do floor last year and she's only done, how many times has she done floor? Scott Bregman, we were talking about it before I left the arena, like a handful of times she's done floor this whole season. So, she's freaking amazing is basically where we're at. And her Chung, can I just have a rage-o-meter about the vault scores, even though
you've proven the capability.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, you guys, so vault scoring. Jade, shout out to Jade. She almost won a world all-around medal. She has improved her artistry so much. She's doing a great job. She made a great decision not to do her series. And when I asked her about it, she was like, yeah, my series didn't go great in warm-up. So she's like, play it safe, took it out. And it was smart because she didn't fall. But, you know, Jade has a Chung. It's worth a lot. She got a 9-1-3-3 execution with straddled legs, bent knees, okay? Andrade did the most. I mean, what are the deductions on Andrade? She hopped a tiny bit. What are the deductions are there in her Chung? She lays it out, then twists. Does she, her legs cross at all? It's so perfect.
You have to stop hogging the mic if you want me to. You can't ask me questions while still holding the mic to your mouth, because then I can't answer them.
We're still having to share a mic, you guys, and it's going great, as you can tell.
I love sharing. I'm really good. We're both really good at sharing. So that's something we both have in common. We love it. Yeah, there aren't typically a lot of deductions on Andrade's Chong. We are also far, I would say our position is not the best for judging vault where we are in the media area, so...
Speak for yourself, because I had the feed on so I could watch it in replay and slow motion over and over. So listen, because I'm just... All right. Jade got a 9133 execution and Andrade got a 9566. So there's less than a half tenth, almost a half tenth difference between those. Half a point difference between those. I don't think so. There should be like 2 points of difference between those. It's total bullshit. Like, the what is wrong with the vault code? They need to fix that. It's not enough differentiation. You cannot award excellence by just giving it an extra 4 tenths. Like, that's such an insult to the gymnast. Like, it makes me so angry for the beauty of Andrade's vault and the mediocrity of the rest of the field compared to her. Like, it's just not right. Fix the code.
I wouldn't say that Shailese's vault is mediocre.
No, a chung specifically. She does a DTY.
Yes, but you said the rest of the vaults. So I'm just
chung field.
Okay, so I'm, yeah, just clarifying.
So just Jade is what you're talking about.
Well, but I mean, in the whole meet, other people are doing a chung.
Who else is doing a chung?
Who else is doing it?
Not right now.
No.
No one else did it? Someone else does it.
No.
No, there isn't one? Well, the two
okay,
of them.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Shailese Jones now. Is that okay?
Yes.
I know you love to do it, because first of all, go back in time to trials last year and tell yourself that Shailese Jones would be the world all around silver medalist and hit 4 for 4. I mean, not Jessica, because she's going to pretend like I called it, even though you didn't.
Shailese like really believed in herself, though. Remember, she had that post about, you know, they didn't take me on the team now, but they're going to need me later. And it really just seemed like she was very aware of where her place would be in Team USA after the Olympics.
Yeah, she knew. Hit, so she's 4 for 4 in qualification, hit all her routines in the team final, 4 for 4 in the all-around final, which has been the big question, as we've talked about many times. It's never been talent. It's been consistency.
I do think, based on her vault today, that she is prepared to go to Florida for NCAA, because that was the most NCAA stick and salute landing that we have seen thus far. I mean, the height and distance that she gets is absolutely superb, but it was a little bit of the like fudging, like, oh yes, I stuck this, so I'm going to salute really quick and not show that I really need to shuffle my feet. So
she was really trying to avoid that 10th for
going into the red,
deducted for. She was like, I'm close, you didn't see it. Cheryl Hamilton, you're the line judge today, right? You're American. Let's work this out.
So despite her two errors, which really only came on four, I mean, small. I mean, they're very small things, like the wolf turn and then sort of falling out of, not putting her heel down, but falling out of her double turn, which also I think Andrade's turn would have incurred more deductions than Shailese's.
Yeah, I mean, there should have been a lot, but Andrade's was around. It was like a 2.5 and then kind of bouncy. But yeah, I would say the big thing, once again, like Andrade, Shailese staying on beam. It's a beam routine that I think is comfortable for her. The Arabian is always a risk because it's a risky skill. But in general, I think it's very hittable. And Shailese ended up winning the execution score title today. So I think that tells us that the next step for her in the next year will be adding back some of that difficulty that we know she can do, but that they kind of held back in some respects this year, probably smartly, to get routines that she can hit. But we've seen, you know, Nabieva variations on bars. We've seen the Jones on floor. She can add things. So there's so much beam. I was talking to Kensley. I was like, there are so many opportunities for her to like code whore or whatever we call it now on beam that she's not doing, like just tack on some back handsprings onto some D elements, just 10th, 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 build it up. Cause she's only at a 5.2, which just seems dumb. Cause she has a skill like an Arabian. It's like, why is your difficulty only 5.2? There's room.
And I think what's like so smart about what both Andrade's coaches and the whole team, Andrade and her coaches and Shailese and her coaches have done is like pacing and knowing when to push it and when not to. And really for Shailese, it was like building confidence and making sure that she's consistent. And for Andrade, it's like she can do everything. You just have to make sure she doesn't blow out any ligaments. And like, it's so smart and so good to see these gymnasts here, including Ellie Black at 27, with the oldest in the competition of the all around. And just, you know, she said, age is nothing but a number. She didn't say it like that. That's lyrics. Do you know that song? Are you too young? Old? Young? Anyway. Also, I congratulated her on her investigative journalism skills. And she said she's still keeping an eye on the roof. There are still leaks all over the place. They're just not over the actual apparatus anymore. By the way, that's the latest news.
It was like, actually, we recovered from the team finals for actually like a much higher quality affair in the women's all around final. It was, you know, the top people mostly stayed on unless you were Italian. Oh, we'll talk about that later. It's very depressing.
I do want to remind everybody that if you enjoy drinking at a bar, listening to people talk about gymnastics, meeting other gym nerds, and hearing all the tea about what elite gymnastics is like with two Olympians, then you should come to our live show, which is Saturday night. There will be no live podcast because we will all be at the live show, but you can get your tickets to gymcast.com and watch virtually or come in person to the Stanley Theater November 5th at 8 p.m. So we will see you there on Friday night.
So we need to talk about the bronze medal. Kensley, is that where you were going?
We do, because Spencer and I had an entire conversation about it walking back to the Airbnb. And my question to him was, regardless of scoring, was Gatarova, like, was this the correct ranking? And he originally said yes. And then he thought about it and was like, I don't know, actually. Now I'm having second thoughts. And he's like, I need to go back to the apartment and I need to crunch some numbers. So my question is, what did the crunching numbers tell you?
So I will admit I did not actually crunch some numbers. Instead, I made some pasta because it... spreadsheets were in second place behind stomach. That is what happens sometimes, and I think we can all understand that. So I made pasta instead of crunching numbers.
But that's an excellent quote.
I think what my original thought was, yes, Gatarova, but my question is, I feel like I need judges' receipts to feel comfortable in this, because if Gatarova had some very high execution scores on both beam and floor. I was surprised. I think she won execution on beam.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So I think, oh, right? Didn't Gatarova have the highest execution score of anyone on beam? Yeah. Gatarova won execution on beam. So I'm like, that's very high and unexpected. If we are taking into account some artistry on floor, she certainly is incurring, I think, if we're actually taking these deductions, which I question, she's incurring fewer artistry deductions on floor. And I would say also on beam. We were talking about this, that
yeah,
she performs a little bit more on beam.
Her beam is the only one that I have particularly noticed that has actual choreography that makes sense. And I enjoy watching. It's not just like this arm waving here and there. And I think that it should be acknowledged how much different her routine and how much better I think her presentation is than the rest of the field.
So what I was saying was, if like we're actually taking artistry deductions and that's what accounted for Gatarova having a higher execution score, overall execution score, than Kinsella, I can buy it. If we're not, then I have questions, and I think Kinsella's execution overall would have been stronger across four events. So that's why I'm still kind of, I'm wavering. You know, I'll need, like, in 2 years I might have a fully formed opinion, but I don't have a fully formed opinion about who should have been the bronze medalist yet.
It is really interesting. Oh, and Kinsella coming in fourth and coming in second on bars, right?
Yeah.
Which was a big deal, I think, for her. But also, it's very interesting comparing E-score, like, deductions for form versus the artistry, because I totally agree with you. Also, I have to mention Schoenmeier from Germany also has like real choreography and actual dance on floor, which was it Schoenmeier? Yeah, Schoenmeier, Karina from Germany did a great job with that too. Okay, so what about go ahead, Kensley, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I did feel a little bit bad for Kinsella. You could tell that she was visibly upset at not being on the podium. And it really, if her bar had been just cleaned up just a little bit, it would have been better because she has lots of form breaks in there. And it's not that her form itself isn't beautiful and the toes pointed and everything, but on all of the releases, like she has that straddle back and the leg split. And I don't know, I think it kind of shocks me a little bit that her execution score was the second highest. Is that what you said?
Her execution score was one of the, she was, overall, she was second on bars. Her execution score was among the highest.
I must pause here for a moment before we get to this question from Moses, which is very good, and tell you that this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. And I know, have you guys ever been in a situation where you're like, what the hell do I do? Where you wish like life came with a user manual. I have totally wished for that. And I've totally used therapy to navigate difficult situations, especially with relationships, especially in the early days of the people who are now my in-laws, because it was rough. It was a nightmare. And I wish I had a therapist for like early relationships too. But yeah, it really, really helped. And I feel like my relationship with my in-laws, now in-laws, was like worse than China's relationship with Beam, if you can imagine. So this is why I love therapy, because therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and like help you have coping skills. So as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists 100% online. Plus, it's affordable.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/gymcastic. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/gymcastic. Pacific Rain is a new state-of-the-art gym established in the Seattle metro area, home of junior elites Simone Rose and Jayla Hang. They expect only the highest quality and standards in everything they do, from coaching to facilities to recreational and competitive programs. They instill a positive coaching environment that emphasizes structure, inclusivity, and fun. Remember that massive rainbow flag that Jessica likes to talk about every single time, because it's very important. They're actively looking for coaches eager to work with high-level athletes, learn from experienced coaches, and who are already comfortable or ready to learn how to spot. Additionally, they are always in need of recreational gymnastics and ninja coaches and administrative and marketing staff that want to join an exciting team that is making waves nationally. They offer competitive rates with health and 401k benefits and can even help with relocation to the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Follow them on Instagram at Pacific Rain, R-E-I-G-N. Those interested can apply at pacificrain.com.
All right, what was that question for Moses? Okay, is Gatarova's 14-4 on floor going to inspire more three tumbling past floor routines? Let's hope so. But let's hope that people get a choreographer like she has, because her choreographer is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is not necessarily a new phenomenon with three tumbling passes, but I always have felt that if you're comfortable enough with combination passes, it is really smart, because you can build up those 2/10 combinations pretty quickly and make it worth a lot more than tacking on, you know, a double tuck or a double pike for a D skill as another pass that's just there to incur deduction. So I always think it's smart composition if you can do it. Who else do we want to talk about? Ellie Black. Do we want to talk more about Ellie Black? Because she was great again. Mm-hmm. Close to a medal. Really, it was just like her floor D score is just the only thing that, because there was very little she could have done better. Her beam was not quite as secure as in the team final, when it was just like one of the best beam routines she's ever done. She had a few checks, but, you know, there's very little she could do better. She's nailing this competition, and just every routine looks exactly the same. And she looks so confident and so comfortable and actually healthy.
Did you have favorite moments from tonight, Kensley? Because I know Spencer doesn't have any until he makes a spreadsheet.
I did have some favorite moments. There was a gymnast from Finland. Her last name is like Kuksika. And her round off layout onto beam is so high and it's so floaty and it had so many gasps from the crowd. And I think that they just really appreciated that particular routine. And so did I. I loved Hedewee's stuck bars dismount. She had a really rough day. She started out with several falls and then to come back and just end her routine on bars and stick it was great for me. And then the Christmas floor music from Lee just like makes my heart sing because especially it's really cold today in Liverpool and I just feel like it's, you know, heading toward the holiday season and it made me very happy.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the final thing I have to say was that Spencer is wearing, if you're not watching, he's wearing this like yellow pullover shirt, which matched Andrade's on the podium. So obviously he was matching the queen and that's just amazing.
I love that we had the total opposite but same appreciation for Lee from Korea, her floor routine, because I think it's the music from Nightmare Before Christmas and I'm obsessed with her routine. She has like a scream in and it's kind of creepy and it's Halloween time here, or Samhain as the candy in the elevator in our Airbnb said happy Samhain. What is it? Sam?
It's like Samhain.
Oh, that's what Samhain is? Well, tonight I learned something new. Thank you for
Lord
that.
Lord of mercy.
So we had totally opposite like interpretations of it, but we both love that floor and it is so good. And every time I see her, I love her, like at the Olympics. Also, we both loved from Finland, not Iceland, Maija Kuusisto, who, you guys, my Nordic racism is so bad. Like, Finland isn't even an island. It's terrible. Every time I'm like, Iceland, they're so good. But we talked about them in prelims, and they are totally amazing. They're just entire team.
We talked about Iceland and Finland by the in know, prelims, by the way, and they are totally amazing. This is Finland, which is an entirely different country.
Okay, wait, I have more favorite things. Okay, hold on. The white Leo curse was broken by Andrade. But all we have to discuss, is it a white Leo curse if it has colors in it? Does it have to be all white? We have to decide this as a family. Like, because Andrade's had color, Lee's had like a orange, yellow, pink. I don't know what color it was because metallic, you can't tell. But then had we had a white Leo too, but it had some patches of color and she fell. So we're going to have to decide on the rules for white Leos. Spencer?
Pass.
Also, I loved Gatarova hyping the crowd so hard after every routine. After beam, after floor. Like, she was going nuts and she wanted, she said, like, she didn't do this when she was younger because she didn't really have an audience. Which was like when we watch English or what is it, British championships and like no one's there. So she was like, I just wanted the crowd to like appreciate, know that we appreciated them. And I just love her hyping it up because I feel like she's from the generation of like gymnasts acknowledging that there's human beings watching them during the competition, not just like afterwards when they're on the podium. So I hope that we get more gymnasts like her and Ellie, like going nuts for that stuff. Yeah, those are my pretty much favorite moments. Who else do you want to talk about?
Are we going to cut out for our only our club gym nerd members at this point?
I think we probably should. It's about that time.
Time for Spencer to drop the hammer.
I do want to talk about the look that happened with the bars situation tonight. We're going to talk about that. And also I want to talk about who was coaching on the sidelines. And what really, really stresses Spencer out. So we'll talk about those. But now it's in behind the scenes. But now it's time to say goodbye if you're not a club gym nerd member. And we see you tomorrow night after men's all-around finals. See you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.